This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to spend some time on the program today talking about manufacturing, which, despite reports of its demise, is still a force in the American economy. About 12% of gross domestic product, according to the Federal Reserve, is what it makes up. That's even with all the jobs that have gone overseas and technology having changed how we make things. Los Angeles, as it happens, about as far from the Rust Belt as you can get, is the biggest manufacturing hub in this country. More than 500,000 jobs here, making almost everything. Goldbreck Systems USA is in Culver City. It's about 11 miles west of Marketplace World headquarters in downtown. The main facility is a clean, well-lit production floor, 32 workers running computerized cutting machines.
It's basically a computer programmed system that is extremely precise and almost like a robot if you want.
They make high-end, and I mean really high-end, oversized windows, advanced sliding glass doors, glass walls, really.
There you go.
And the like.
Yeah, so we're doing the actual cutting right here on these machines, and they need to be cut to size. To the size of the actual window system required for a particular residence.
Right.
We make sliding glass walls for luxury residences. It's an expensive system to make.
James Chortner is the CEO.
And that's because using glazing as a structural component is a very expensive way to build a window, but a very beautiful one.
Is glazing a fancy way to say glass?
It is.
Okay, all right.
It is.
I got to make sure I understand the vernacular here. All of these guys working here,
yes.
Are they straight out of high school? Do they have college? What kind of training do they have?
It's a mix of high school and college. So depending on what you do, if you're basically just a helper and you're moving around things from A to B and sorting things, typically those gentlemen here would have a high school degree. Whereas when you're actually operating these CNC machines, you're doing a bit of programming. You have to enter everything very precisely. You have to do some calculating, a lot of thinking. You need some training for that.
Give me a sense of your labor challenge. When you need to hire people to do either the machining or, some of the lower tech kind of things.
Right.
How does it go when you post a job? Do you get applicants right away?
We do. But unfortunately, we get a lot of applicants who do not really qualify.
Huh.
We find it hard to find the people with the right training. We would hope for a bit of a reform in the education system where, the quality level is really brought up. And I think that's very important for Los Angeles in general, or the whole country, with competition, manufacturing competition coming from Asia, where my personal feeling is people tend to be more qualified. You can't keep jobs with unskilled labor, with an unskilled labor force. And I think we have too much of that in this city for sure. And not enough is being done in that respect as far as I'm concerned.
What happens to your business if we as an economy don't get those parts of the equation right? What happens here in this shop?
In this particular shop, we would start using more machines to replace the people because the machines take more care, they're more precise, they're more reliable. The machine is programmed, so it's educated, and that's really what's going to happen.
And fewer people would have jobs.
Yes, that's right. Now, in our case, we would never have our production go to China, for example. That's the big thing, right? Everybody's scared.
So why is that not good for you?
It doesn't make sense for us. We're too far away from our market. We might have a factory there that will take care of the Chinese market. Just like this factory just takes care of North America, we have another one in Europe, or several in Europe, one in Switzerland that takes care of the Swiss and the German market. So that wouldn't make sense for shipping and logistic purposes. But I can imagine a lot of products, unlike ours, where lead time is not such a big concern, where you can stock the product as it is in a warehouse, those jobs are going to go to China.
Show me around some more. What else should I see here?
Well, we do all the cutting on these ones over here. We have two machines for that. We recently, because we're expanding and the products become so popular, we had to add extra machines.
So business is good.
It's very, very good at the moment. I mean, we've doubled in sales in a year, just to give you an example. So it's now really exploding. And that's making it a bit difficult for us to get qualified people when you're growing so fast. So we almost have to put a handbrake on a little bit, and we could grow faster, quite honestly, if we could get more qualified people. That's how extreme it is.